You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 584 of the Rock and Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. I had last week off, so I have a ton of stuff to get to this week. Starting things off, T-Bone Walker, the man who virtually invented the single-string electric guitar solo, bringing the guitar out of the rhythm section into the forefront of blues bands. Aaron T-Bone Walker was born 113 years ago Sunday, May 28, 1910 in Linden, Texas, and raised in Dallas. By the time he was a teen, he was already performing as a dancer and singer before picking up the guitar, banjo, and piano, and eventually joining a traveling carnival. Influenced by Lonnie Johnson, Leroy Carr, and Blind Lemon Jefferson, Walker recorded two acoustic songs for Columbia Records in Dallas in 1929 and were released in February 1930's Oak Cliff T-Bone. He moved to L.A. in 1934 and made a name for himself as a flamboyant electric guitarist who packed every venue he played. He began recording for Capitol Records in the 40s, mixing volume, string bending, and showmanship. T-Bone Walker influenced decades of guitarists, including the Three Kings, Buddy Guy, Jimi Hendrix, and virtually every other lead guitarist who followed. An inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has two albums and one single inducted, T-Bone Walker was nominated for 6 Blues Music Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. On Rolling Stone Magazine's Top 100 Guitarists of All Time, in 2003 he ranked number 47, and in 2011 number 67. From 1957's T-Bone Blues, this is the legendary T-Bone Walker with the instrumental Two Bones in a Pick.
Back to back. The kid drew aces and stacked them back to back. I looked at my hand and not a smile did I crack. only drawed one card. When the deal goes down, I've only drawn one card. And if you play poker, you know that sure is hard. The kid spread his hand and began to blush. The kid spread his hand and then began to blush. But his face turned pale when he saw my queen high flush.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music, featuring the music of the legendary T-Bone Walker from 1947, we had You're My Best Poker Hand. And I got this week's Rock and Blues show started off with T-Bone Walker and the instrumental Two Bones and a Pick from 1957. This is the Rock and Blues show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from Ottawa's LH Express, formerly the Lucas Hanneman Express, from their soon-to-be-released Painting Stars, this is Hot Minute.
Yeah.
closing out a set of Canadian rock and blues music from their 2020 Maple Blues Award and Juno-nominated The Reckless One. We had Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar with Pass Me By. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Samantha Martin turned 40 today, Saturday, May 27th. She was born in 1983 in Edmonton, Alberta. Since Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar's 2015 debut, Send the Nightingale, Samantha's been nominated for 21 Maple Blues Awards, including twice for Songwriter of the Year and 7 consecutive times for Female Vocalist of the Year, and has been nominated for 2 consecutive Juno Awards for Blues Album of the Year. Before that, from their new EP, Step Back, we had Ontario's Little Magic Sam Band with When I'm Down. And I got that set started off with LH Express and Hot Minute from their soon-to-be-released Painting Stars.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her new EP, Recipe for the Blues, this is Mississippi's Lady Adrina with Traveling Woman.
Somewhere. it broke a lot of hearts. I was young and foolish and foolproof. At the time of my life, if I'm telling the truth, oh, I just beat up my lines. I'm just a player and it works every time. Look in your eyes, agree with every single word. No matter how silly, how absurd. No need to freestyle, just stick to the script. Give them what they came for, kid, just play the hits. Oh, I just feed them my lines, I'm just a player and it works every time. Oh, I just feed them my lines. Feed them my lines, feed them my lines. Works every time.
Closing out that set from his just released Everything Now, we had Ottawa's J.W. Jones with Works Every Time. And I got that set started off with Mississippi's Lady Adrina and Traveling Woman from her new EP, Recipe for the Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary harmonica master Sonny Boy Williamson II passed away 58 years ago Thursday, May 25th, 1965 at 52. Born Alec Miller in Tallahatchie County, Mississippi, in the early days of his career, Sonny Boy played with fellow legends Robert Johnson, Elmore James, Muddy Waters, and Buddy Guy, becoming one of the most influential harmonica players of all time. In 1941, he began a radio show in Helena, Arkansas, and began recording with Trumpet Records in Jackson, Mississippi in 1951, before moving to Chicago's Chess and Checker Records in 1957. In the years before his death, Sonny Boy traveled to England and performed with the likes of Eric Clapton, the Yardbirds, John Mayall, and the Animals. His songs are now the standard by which any harmonica player proving his merit is judged. Sonny Boy Williamson II was an inaugural member of the 1980 Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has three songs and one album inducted. He was also nominated for four Blues Music Awards, all in the Vintage Reissue Album category, winning twice. From his Blues Hall of Fame inducted 1959 release, Down and Out Blues, featuring an all-star backing band of Robert Lockwood Jr., Luther Tucker, Otis Spann, Willie Dixon, and Fred Below, this is the legendary Sonny Boy Williamson II with his classic, 99.
Darling, you know exactly what happened last year just about this time. Yes, you know exactly what happened last year just about this time. You asked me for $100 and I didn't have but 99. because she's so nice and kind. I'm in love with your little girl just because she's so nice and kind. I was so sorry when she asked me for $100. I couldn't give her but $99. Sick boys on July the 29th. Her doctor bill was $400 and I didn't have but $399.